host is Plexi, and I'm going to give a review of Nintendo Wii. It is indeed quite nifty. The game itself comes with a sports pack, which contains tennis, baseball, golf, bowling, and boxing. All these games make use of the sensor bar and are sensitive to the remote movement. You can play tennis and baseball and boxing while sitting down, but it's harder to play golf and bowling unless you're standing up, because you need more space for the arm movement. For the most part, you play the game like you'd play it in real life, except for minor differences. And the Wii arm is so true. My right arm is usually very sore after I play tennis for too long. The control is through the wireless Wii remote, and its annex that is called the nunchuck. The nunchuck is attached to the remote through a wire. There are wireless nunchucks that you can buy, but I don't see the need since the thing really allows plenty of room for the game's purposes. In boxing, you attach the nunchuck to the remote and practically forget they're there and just do regular boxing moves, so you're just hitting in the air. The characters in Wii Sports are basic. Some of them lack arms or legs. For instance, in bowling, only the player has legs. The bystanders in the game are floating with no arms or legs. In boxing, for instance, the gloves, the boxing gloves, are like floating in the air, so when you hit him, the glove actually flies away. Another game I got, which actually came with the second remote I bought, is the Wii Play. The cool games in Wii Play are air hockey, bowling, and the bull race game. It also contains ping pong, but it fails. It fails miserably. It doesn't even resemble real ping pong. So you're barely moving the racket around. Actually, the Wii Sport Tennis is more like real-life ping pong. The other games are appropriate for different age groups. For instance, matching shape and direction. Like, you have to match the Mii character in shape and direction with a prototype that's in a ball. That's more fun for, like, younger users. And the Find the Mii you're using is probably more fun for older users who don't want to put too much physical effort into it. The Wii Play is probably just an effort to have a family kind of game. I also bought Mortal Kombat for Wii. That's very cool to play with on the Wii. However, that could also be because Mortal Kombat is awesome enough in and of itself. For the first week or so, Enigma and I played it thinking that it didn't make use of the sensor, because all of the basic actions are keys that you press, or like you move the joystick on the nunchuck. Eventually, we RTFM'd and found out that all the special moves require movement, like throwing fire and that kind of stuff, require movement of the remote. So you press B, which is the button on the back of the remote, and you move up or left or right, etc. And it does the coolest things, like it shoots fire, it does all the tricks that the characters have, like, for instance, Sub-Zero can freeze someone, etc. Mortal Kombat also has a Motor Combat subgame, which is also motion sensitive, but the motion sensitivity can be replaced by the nunchuck. The nifty thing about Motor Combat is that it contains a lot of visuals, and that distinguishes it from the Bull Race, which has the same basic premise. You move forward, you move the Wiimote around for going left and right. Maybe the Bull Race in Wii Play has a bit more of a sensitivity thing, because you tilt the thing forward and backwards for acceleration, whereas you don't have that in Motor Combat. But anyway, the Motor Combat is cooler, because, you know, you have the blood everywhere, and you know, you can smash the wall and get a fatality, and you can fall into the water, etc. Motor Combat is less family-oriented than the Bull Race in Wii Play. I also bought the B-Movie game. It was a bit of a disappointment. Most of the game is blocked when you start playing. You can't really explore through it to find something you like, because you have to do some really lame stuff before you find out what the cool stuff is, if there is any cool stuff, since I didn't really bother. The story mode is a bit slow. You get to try all different jobs in the Honex company, but there's a lot of stopping and loading, so the whole thing stops for like 3 seconds, and it's loading every now and then. Every time you change job or something like that, you're like loading for 5 seconds, and it's like it gets boring eventually. I think the point of it is, it loads while it tells you the story, but if you already know the story, it's kind of like, dude, you get to fly out of the hive, but it's basically the same stuff. You drive your car around, you pick people up and drop them off, etc. You have all kinds of jobs. The CD also has a multiplayer option, which is mostly blocked for new users, except for like the Drone Gallery and the arcade. The Drone Gallery has three almost identical games, where you're supposed to shoot at another species of flying insects and reload by vibrating your nunchuck, which is basically meh, okay, but it's not that exciting. The other one is a pollination game, like the one in the story mode. In the story mode, when you get it out of the hive, you can pollinate, and it's a 3D thing where you actually fly out and land on flowers, etc. The one in the arcade is very different. It's like a 2D, very reminiscent of Atari game, old Atari games. You're like involuntarily moving upwards, and you have to avoid bad things like wasps, frogs, cacti, etc. And you try to fly through good things like flowers. I can't remember the name of the Atari game, but I used to play it all the time when I was like 6, and that was a long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, so that's basically my review of the Wii. I couldn't find Mario Kart anywhere. We've been looking everywhere, but I still want to try it. The Wii is definitely worth having if you can afford it. The sports pack can be your excuse to say it's good for your health. Oh, another thing about the Wii. You can train in the Wii Sports Pack. You can train, and it opens up new levels and stuff, and it's pretty cool. And you can have a Wii Fitness testing. That's also an option, and it gives you an age. I actually tested 59 years old, and I'm so not. But then again, someone else who was also playing tested like 80, so. Yeah, the best age you can be is 20, and since it's not designed for kids, it doesn't really reflect very well, since it probably will give older ages. The Wii Fitness allows you to see your progress, so you can test today, and then you can test next week, etc., and then you can compare your progress or your decline, maybe. Anyway, that's all for today. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to Caro.net for all your hosting needs.